FFA Week recognized. I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network. And I am joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And we would be remiss if we didn't take this opportunity to recognize the future farmers of America and South Carolina during this FFA Week, Commissioner.
Well, you're right, Mike. This, I think, is the 70th year that FFA Week has been the week of George Washington's birthday. And the more you read about our first president, the more you realize how meticulous he was with his farming operation, and certainly is a great example for the FFA and for all of us really to follow. But that's been done, and that's why it's always great to have them come here to the state house, to the state capitol during that week, and they were here last week.
Do you know how many were there that event?
Well, the estimate was over 1,000, and I'll tell you, if you look from the bottom of the state house steps up and you see all blue and very little gray concrete steps, that's a big crowd. And great weather that day. Sometimes it's been cold and blustery, but just a good ceremony. Several folks were honored at that, but it is a reminder, as I said to the group, just how important it is to think about agriculture, not only in 2018, but 2028 and 2038, where some of those young people gathered will be the leaders of our industry.
No, you're exactly right. And it's such an important program, FFA is, nationally as well as in South Carolina, the premier leadership development youth organization.
That it is. And if you're around them very much, as I have had the privilege with all of the state officers that come through for a nice visit before we go out, they're just well along the way of personal development, poise, leadership skills, all of those things that we're looking for in this industry, really that everyone is. I know it makes their parents proud, their teachers. Heck, it makes the state leaders proud to see young folks like that who really are coming along and will play a vital role in the future of our state.
And don't forget, they look sharp in those blue corduroy jackets, too.
Yeah, that they do. And as I said, it's a great brand, great logo, all of those things. When you see that, you just draw on, well, for some of us, we draw on past experiences. For some, they just know that when they see those young people dressed in the blue corduroy jackets, that it is an icon, really, that the future of South Carolina agriculture is in good shape, with some bright minds coming along, those who want to be in the industry and be a part of the leadership. That's why we always make sure that we're a part of that ceremony, because it's really, as commissioner, it's one of my proudest days here during this legislative session.
I would imagine so. How large is FFA in South Carolina, Commissioner?
Well, it is large. I think they have over 7,500 members with 110 chapters across the state. And from one end to the other, just some very active chapters. And one fun thing that we get to do, Blanche and I will host a chapter at our house sometime in May. It's the chapter that took the most members, I think, to the state convention, and we've been doing that for 3 or 4 years. So that's really enhanced our relationship with the FFA, get to know some of them much better than we'd be able to do otherwise. You combine that with trying to visit with them during their summer meeting at Clemson in June. Just anytime you can interact with these young people in the FFA, it's a great thing.
Well, it certainly is, and I know that that chapter will be looking forward to meeting with you and your wife coming up in May. That will be that'll be a big event, not just for you, but I'm pretty sure for them as well. So I know they're looking forward to that.
Yes, they do. We have a great time in the afternoon, just sort of relaxing, and might get in some skeet shooting and some other fun stuff there on the farm, and then have a great little meal there outdoors and just to visit with them and see some of their hopes and dreams and talk a little bit of agriculture.
Absolutely. And that's what we've been doing for the past few minutes here with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. FFA Week remembered and commemorated here on today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.